UFP, the United Federation of Podcasts.
Welcome to this third special audio commentary for the patrons of the United Federation of Podcast Network. I'm your host, Brandon Shea Mutella, and you know what? I've got troubles. And you know what troubles I have? I've got troubles with Zach.
I have 99 troubles, and Brandon ate one.
That's right. I got probably 99 troubles with this episode that we're about to talk about. So I tweeted out something. So before we get into this commentary, I tweeted out something a little while ago. And, you know, Zach and I did a commentary over on Standard Orbit, which is a Trek FM podcast that he used to do. And it was for And the Children Shall Lead. Mm-hmm. And we both agree that that is the worst episode of the original Star Trek.
Correct.
Yes. Now, I also think, I didn't think it was the worst episode of Star Trek, but it was pretty close. Did you think it was the worst episode of Star Trek?
No. But I have a certain, I'm biased for the original series, so I, yeah. But I do think there, it's in the bottom 10 in the franchise, so we'll put it that way. I'm sure there's other episodes from other series that exist in that same space.
Yeah.
But yes, as far as the original series proper is concerned, we agree that is the worst.
Now, I think that the worst episode of Star Trek all around is Distant Voices from Deep Space Nine when Bashir gets really old.
That's such a bizarre, like, least episode to have. Like,
it's terrible.
What's so bad about it?
You know, when what's his name? Alexander Siddig there tries to go weird, I don't like him. No. You know, I don't like that.
Like
I don't
in the passenger?
Like, yeah, the passenger when he goes
fit
all
fit as a fiddle.
Ventica. Yeah, no, I don't like that stuff. So,
we should definitely do a commentary on both those episodes, Brandon.
Yeah, we definitely should, absolutely. but I've actually now had something supersede all of them, and I now have a new least favorite episode of Star Trek, and that is The Trouble with Edward.
I have now given a name to my pain. It is The Trouble with Edward.
Yes. So I think that'd be a fun place to start with a commentary here. Now, there's lots of reasons why I don't like this. I mean, I like comedy. This episode just didn't work with me. So, should we just, like, jump into it then?
Let's jump into it, Brandon.
Do you have before we start, any hot takes like that to share? Like, is this your new least favorite or anything like that?
This is an embarrassing entry into the Star Trek catalog. That's all I'll say for now. But we have a lot to unpack as we watch it. So
yeah, I think so. Okay, so I will go 3, 2, 1, play. And when I say the word play, hit play if you want to watch along. My timer shows 14 minutes and 38 seconds left in this episode.
That's 14 minutes and 38 seconds too much, if you ask me. But let's
yeah,
go.
I think so. But I will start with my... as soon as I hit play, I'll start with my what I actually think is going on in this episode. So 3, 2, 1, play. Okay, here we go. Short Trek. There's our Discovery. That's even though this none of these have taken place on the Discovery.
Yeah.
Which is kind of weird.
I think they could have updated the opening.
Had the Enterprise go by. Okay, Tribbles. Look at them multiply. Okay, so what I actually think is going on in this, and then if you guys have hopefully seen this before, I think that this new captain, Lucero, is lying the entire time to cover her own butt for her ineptitude as a commander. And if you start with this scene, just the awe that Pike is showing to her, to me, even there, doesn't even ring true. And, like, her own self-pride that's going on in this scene is like, look at how awesome I am. And it's not, I don't know, you can say if it's because it's a woman. I don't think that at all. I just think that that's, in my head canon, that's how this all fits, is she is lying through her teeth from the beginning of this episode. So, what do you think about that, Zach?
So, you're saying that this is her telling what happened to those to the admirals at the end?
Yep.
And the only thing we actually see that in real time, so to speak, is her in front of the Council of Admirals there.
Yes.
So she's right, like, hey, Captain Pike, laughter. Loved me, thought I was great, that kind of stuff, right? Everything started so well, they had this idiot officer. Okay. How do you explain the TV commercial at the end?
how do I explain it? I don't know. I don't get to explain that one. But
well, this is, you know, again, they're like, hey, we're going to have 3 short treks on Pike's Enterprise. Like, oh, that's great. I can't wait to see more of that. And then he's in this
for a minute.
For again, 1 minute and 43 seconds and he's gone. And yeah. And they heavily promoted this with him in it, which is just more bait and switch, right?
Right. But we got to promote what the fans seem to really want. So right. I like this ship. This is a neat looking ship. I like this design. Yeah. I think it's pretty cool. So now...
You know, I've described this episode to people like... It's like, hey, guys, you remember Hollow Pursuits? You know, Barkley? Mm-hmm. Imagine that episode, but if Barkley was a completely irredeemable character with no actual technical skill, was rude to everyone, and then Picard was a complete jerk to him as well, let him die at the end, and then blamed it on Barkley. That is that is how I explain this episode to people. Am I off base, Brandon?
No, that's a very accurate summary. One thing I do love about this is you notice that this is a science ship, and everybody here is wearing blue.
That's true. But everyone on the Discovery also wears blue, so...
No, because they've got also, like, the blue and they've got the silver, right? They got the silver on one and they got kind of like a different color for the other one, right? So, but this is just the blue, the exclusive uniforms to the Enterprise.
Right.
They've got here.
I got you.
Yeah.
But they don't have the black collars, though.
Right. So, that's just, which is okay. So, it's somewhere in between. So, anywho.
So, the Tribbles, right?
Do you like scallops?
I've never had a scallop, I don't think.
Really?
Good. Maybe I have, now that I think about it. But the Tribbles, you know, yes, you can argue with me that the first contact with the Tribbles wasn't necessarily trouble with Tribbles. I don't know, it seemed to me, presented in that episode, Starfleet had never heard of Tribbles before, that encounter. Am I wrong, Brandon?
No, that's the impression that I get as well. And okay. So... I don't know. Like, it's just it's weird because they're trying to say that this takes place in that timeline. And while I'm not really a canon stickler, I know that in the last commentary we were picking apart the continuity of that episode. And it's just it's weird to choose such a fan favorite, not villain but antagonist as the Tribbles, and then have something that flies in the stuff that they showed us in there. Like McCoy is. Discovering these Tribbles and why...
completely unfamiliar with their biology, yes.
Completely unfamiliar, doesn't know what's going on. And here we are on a Starfleet ship. he would have access to that information. You know? It's just weird that they pick a fan favorite like the Tribbles and then change everything. That's all.
No, absolutely. No, it's like... That's the thing, too. It's like the Gorn skeleton in Lorca's ready room. We never encountered the Gorn before that. But it's like, I know what a Gorn is, right? It's stuff like that. I understand. I've gotten to talking about this a lot lately. It's like fan service that the creators think it's fan service, but in actuality, it's like no. It's kind of frustrating, really.
Right.
But with the Tribbles, right? He's like the only problem with the Tribbles is they breed slowly. So yeah. I know what I'll do. I'll incorporate the DNA of a species that it takes 9 months to gestate a child. And humans, and that will make them reproduce like rabbits. Makes no sense. Yeah.
And
right?
Not only that, but like adding the male, which doesn't even gestate the babies.
Yes, that's no sense. Right. So like this episode across the board, it fails just on a conceptual level. It fails on a continuity level. And frankly, it fails on a comedy level because as we'll see coming up here in our next scene, in our next couple scenes, like they go out of their way to like, ha ha, isn't this funny? This guy's an idiot. We're gonna. Yeah. It's like no, it comes off like a bad skit.
It does because you know? look at how wonderful she's getting along with her crew. They're all laughing and loving her. I'm so wonderful. I'm this wonderful captain, and right. You know this guy is just so incompetent. Look what he did. He injected himself. Right. And how else can I show that this guy is completely and totally incompetent? I mean, he's a genius. Right, but let's sit him down, and you know this scene is like awkward, and I also don't like that kind of comedy, so that's another reason why this doesn't work. Like they do this a lot on Family Guy, and when they do this on Family Guy, it doesn't work for me usually. These long, awkward, running jokes that just keep going. I don't know. It just doesn't work for me.
It's like these people are Starfleet officers. This is the 23rd century. Like, this guy would not be like. Flooding the inbox of Starfleet Command, bad-mouthing his captain anonymously, right? Mm-hmm. That's just not who we are at that point in time. And this whole conversation here is just ridiculous. Like, oh, the conversation's over.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. But I obviously Starfleet would have gotten some type of complaint about the captain. But again, she's justifying the complaint that it came from the moron, when in my head, it was actually a perfectly legitimate complaint. And she's just trying to pass it off by saying, no, it was the moron who sent in this complaint anonymously to make herself look better on the stand at the end. Right? Because Starfleet would have received a complaint. If she's on the stand talking about this, they would have been like, well, what about the complaint we got about you? Oh, yeah, it came from this moron.
Oh, I see.
Right? Because they would have gotten that complaint.
That is an interesting point of view, but that is definitely not their intention here. I think that's a fun way to frame it for you as a viewer, but I definitely don't think that was their intent making this. I think their intent was, isn't this funny? We have this
their
idiot
intent
guy.
Was...
And, yeah, they're, and like, she's shutting him down because he's an idiot, and he's going to go make the tribbles. Isn't that funny? Like, no, this is not how professionals should talk to each other.
No.
Like, who is the hero here? Like, who are we
Lucero,
supposed to identify with?
She's the greatest captain ever.
But that is the worst, like, oh, conversation's over. It's like a skit, like you were saying. Like, that's all it is. And then let's have him wander around in his underwear. Isn't that funny? Like, this is,
he's
like,
a moron.
Lowbrow. It's just, like, such lowbrow humor.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It just doesn't, like I, call me a purist for Star Trek. I don't think this fits in Star Trek, frankly.
Right.
That's
now,
all right, come down on it.
I'm going to add... The comedy in Star Trek 09 also doesn't work for me. Like, that whole scene where they inject Kirk with the hands, that does not work for me at all. Like, that is not the comedy that is within the Star Trek universe. That type of comedy is not the comedy that's in the Star Wars universe, which is why the comedy in the sequel trilogy doesn't work for me as well. Because that joke when Rey is like, no, that thing over there, that thing there, no, that thing, no, that thing over there, no, there, that thing. Like, that's not funny to me, but that's what type of comedy is.
Modern, it's like modern-esque comedy, like even in Last Jedi, where like there's like a Yo Mama joke to open up the film with like Hux and Poe. Like, now's not the time for that. Also, what is this song? Why is remember in the original series where Kirk sat on a tribble? Here it is again.
There it is.
Guys love that, right? And we did it again. Remember in the original series where they're walking out of the replicators and there's tribbles in the food? Oh, we're doing it again. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay. I've seen this and it was done much, much better 50 years ago.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I don't know what this song is either, but it sounds like Bing Crosby or something like that.
Well, Johnny Appleseed planting apples across the country. It's like planting tribbles across the ship, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I don't know exactly. Well, okay, Pike is the captain of the Enterprise, right?
Right.
So it's at least, let's just say it's 3 years before Trouble Tribbles. You're telling me nobody anywhere filed this away in a, in a log for anyone to understand for they finally met the tribbles. It's like the Ferengi in Acquisition. That
now, what about
kind of
this
funny,
what about this Dr. Seuss gadget here? The
that's
thingamasuck.
That's hilarious to me. I
the
think
thingamasuck.
That's funny. I think that's hilarious.
Yeah, that totally looks like Starfleet technology there.
Now, the tribbles throughout all, and we can argue about what's on screen in canon or not. But in all the extra material and the animated series, the tribbles were a biological, like, they were not genetically engineered by some crazy Federation scientist, right?
Yeah.
There was a Glommer was the natural predator of the tribble.
Right.
If you remember from More Tribbles on the animated series episode written by David Gerrold, who wrote The Trouble with Tribbles. I don't know how much more authoritative you can get than that.
Yeah. Well, what
so
does
that
he know?
Means, what does he know? Yeah. So what that means is this: there's a tribble home world. The Klingons went and obliterated, like we say in Deep Space Nine. So I don't know. Just
it's
every angle of
this
is a failure to me. And call me an old-fashioned continuity snob, but I stand by what I've said here.
Not to mention that tribbles are not fluid, so this would not quite work like this either. So.
And look at this. You told... I'm not dumb. No, you're dumb. No, you told my boss I was dumb. How old are these people? Like, these are professional Starfleet officers. Oh, like, he's dead. He got to... So funny.
Yeah. And I guess they ate him?
I guess.
I don't know. I guess they ate him? Which is, like, a new type of tribble.
And so
cannibal,
now, somehow, these tribbles that they expand past the ship, and they survive the vacuum of space... and or a spaceship crash to a planet and then continue to populate? I don't buy it.
So I don't know. I don't think that any of that happened. So I think she, crashed her ship and was like, how do I come up with a story for this? It's like the Pegasus. They just lied to Starfleet, right? Like, it's been done before.
Well,
right?
They do it in Discovery. They lie to Starfleet. In this exact same situation, Brandon.
Like, it's not within the realms of possibility that somebody would lie to them.
These creatures have made their way into Klingon space, setting up the infamous Tribble Klingon rivalry.
How do you answer for all of this? He was an idiot. Like, really? That's her thing in the end.
He was an idiot.
Nope. You're a bad captain.
It's so funny.
Not at all. You're a bad captain.
So funny. Terrible.
Yeah. And then I don't know. I don't have an explanation for the commercial. None.
No, yeah, we got to stay tuned for that.
Yeah.
This is one of the most disturbing fever dream induced things I've ever seen in my life. It's about to come up here.
So, because I don't know. I don't have an answer. And fine. I don't need one.
We have friends like Mike Schindler loves this. He's like, this is the best Star Trek thing in 25 years.
I mean, and that's good.
Good for
that's
you,
good.
Man. But this is, look, you listen to us to hear our takes. This is our take.
Yes.
So. Hey, if you like it, good for you. But I'm allowed not to like it. That's my stance.
Excellent. So that is our third commentary for you guys. We hope you like what we're doing here. We're having fun with this. We decided to do the three short treks to give you like a little bit of diversity as to the different types of takes. Because I think two of them we like, and one of them we didn't. And we're not just going to stick to the episodes that we like when we go for our bonus content. As we said at the start of this, we'll probably cover Distant Voices, which I think is very, very atrocious for a whole nother reason.
Yeah, I'll say the first two, as much continuity complaining I had to do about Q&A, they're harmless.
Yeah.
Harmless. This does some serious harm to Star Trek continuity and just like the concept of people in the 23rd century. But let's watch this. Mm-hmm. It's a VHS tape.
Right.
USS Ravenous.
Right.
And Tribbles cereal. Little
so
kids
it, and please
in
keep
Starfleet
in mind,
uniforms.
Yeah, and please keep in mind that Tribble box just came out of a replicator. Okay? So they replicated a cardboard box of cereal. Okay? And obviously this joke is because Tribbles just keep multiplying, so they're multiplying as she's pouring them out, I guess. I don't know.
They keep coming out of the box.
Yes, so furry. Isn't that cute? Yeah, that's so cute.
And she ate that Tribble.
Yeah.
These.
There's a sparkle on that one. Remember, these taste like scallops, too. Pink scallops, right? And it contains
it's
his
DNA.
They've somehow replicated his DNA after he died. Yeah, so.
Override the replicator's safety protocols.
Yes. Spicy ranch for breakfast.
And there's a jingle. We're
pregnant with flavor.
With flavor.
Yes.
Good Lord.
And that's all we've got for you tonight. So thank you so much for joining us for this wonderful commentary. And we'll see you next time only in the exclusive feed. So $1 a month, you get your name listed on our website as a patron of the network. At $3 a month, you get access to early releases. At $5 a month, you get these exclusive commentaries. And at $10 a month, we have a special roundtable for you guys. So I hope you've enjoyed it. And until then, I'm pregnant with flavor.
You're an idiot.
This has been a production of MTMR Media Works.